Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. If you are not rating and reviewing this show and sharing it and subscribing, that makes me very disappointed. I'm very sad in you, but I will accept it as long as you keep on listening. But yes, please write a review. Do all of those things. 5 stars, please and thank you. I would appreciate it. What else I would appreciate is you to join my Patreon. The link is in the show notes. Just $1 a month gets you early episodes. You could also buy some merchandise. You can email me, dictionarypod@gmail.com, if you want to talk, say anything. If you want to leave me a voicemail, you can call the Google Voice number 917-727-5757, and maybe I'll put it in an episode. If it's good, if you want me to, if you like that stuff, let me know if I should credit you or not. Social media, Instagram, Twitter, the handles for this show is, they're just DictionaryPod, @DictionaryPod. My personal is @SpeedJampar, if you want to follow me over there. And I have been putting up a few TikTok videos for this show, which is also @SpeedJampar. You can go check that out. Maybe someday I'll do more. I have no idea. I don't have the time to figure that out right now. This show is also being put on my YouTube page. Please go subscribe to me there. I put the chunks of 10 episodes, so like 210 through 2, or no, 211 through 220. That will be one long, long, long video. They're like 4 hours long, but it's 10 episodes. And what else? You can see my other videos over there, and I think that's fine. We got to get to the words. Today we have dotage is first, D-O-T-A-G-E, noun from the 14th century, a state or period of senile decay marked by decline of mental poise and alertness. Maybe as I get older doing this podcast, you will be able to witness my dotage, my state of senile decay. You will watch my brain and voice and everything just decline little bit by little bit. It is from the Middle English doten, which means to dote. Oh, the sound effect is going to be a weird one. I'll try to do something like... Okay, we'll just do that. The next word is dotal, D-O-T-A-L. Adjective from 1513, of or relating to a woman's marriage dowry. And we saw this in the previous episode, the third form of dot. That is, it's a dowry. It's a dowry. So dotal is also related to a dowry. Dotard is next. Noun from the 14th century. A person in his or her dotage. Oh, a person who is going through this senile decline is a dotard. Yeah, I definitely feel like I am starting that process. Okay. I don't know what I'm doing. Next is .com, 2 words with a hyphen, and then, of course, com is C-O-M. Noun from 1994, a company that markets its products or services usually exclusively online via a website. This is from the use of .com in the URLs of such companies. It probably wasn't the first one, but boy, oh boy, Amazon was one of the early ones, and because they were exclusively online at the time, and they only sold books, and then eventually they expanded to everything, literally everything, and then they started opening up brick-and-mortar stores. So, back in the day, they were a dot-com company, because they were just online. You would buy the stuff there, and then they would send it out to you. And I don't know if they were the first one to do that, but they were early and the big one who just changed the game. .comer is next. So Comer now has an M-E-R at the end. Noun from 1997. A person who owns or works for a .com. I wonder if people still call themselves .comers. I feel like they just don't. I don't think that's a thing people say anymore. This word is 26 years old? Yeah, 26 years old. The next word is dote, D-O-T-E. Verb, it's an intransitive verb from the 13th century. One, to exhibit mental decline of or like that of old age. And then also, be in one's dotage. So yes, this is the word that you need to know to understand dotage and dotard. Dotard, yeah, understand those better. So yes, if you are doting, you are exhibiting mental decline. I don't think I really have mental decline. I just have more physical decline. And I'm not even old yet. Number two, to be lavish or excessive in one's attention, fondness, or affection. And this is usually used with the word on, as in, doted on her only grandchild. My niece is my parents' only grandchild, and so we all dote on her. Let's see. To be lavish or excessive in one's attention. Yeah, you're basically just giving them a ton of attention and affection. But why? We have two words. We have two words that mean different things. So why is that? Oh, by the way, doter is a noun and dotingly is an adverb. Well, the etymology says it is a Middle English word akin to the Middle Lower German doten, which means to be foolish. Well, I guess you could argue that that is related to both of these, because in the first one, if you are having mental decline, then maybe you are starting to act foolish. None of us want to do that, but it can happen. It does happen. And then for the number two one, someone could argue that if you are excessively giving someone's attention, giving them too much attention, a lot of attention, maybe more attention than they want, or fondness, then maybe you are acting foolish. They're like, oh, stop being so foolish when you're doting on me. So, either one of those is foolish, but I don't really see a connection between the definitions directly to each other. The next word is doth, D-O-T-H. It is the archaic present third singular form of the word do. And in the previous episode, we had dost or dust, and that also is the archaic second singular form of do. Dost and doth. The next word is, it's the sound I'm trying to make, but I don't remember the sound that well, and I'm also a human with a mouth, and so it's hard to make the sound of technology. It is dot matrix. Two words, noun from 1963. If you figured out that I was making the dot matrix printer sound, 2 points to you, buddy. This is a pattern of dots in a grid from which alphanumeric characters can be formed, as in a dot matrix printer. This is the kind of printer that we had when I was growing up. Ooh, it was noisy and slow, and it had you people my age, you remember this stuff, and it had the sides. It would have to be run through. There were little sprocket holes on the side of the paper, and then there were sprocket things, pointy things inside the printer, so it would have to keep in line. You had to, when you put in the new paper, came on this big roll. Oh man, I haven't thought about this in years. And you'd have to put the thing in and make sure that the little sprocket holes lined up with the pointy things. And then when it was done printing, you'd have to fold over the edges because it was all perforated because you didn't want the sprocket holes on your paper. No, you had to turn it in as an assignment. So you'd fold it over and crease it, and then you could pull it off real easily. We never had any problems with a dot matrix printer. I guess it was just literally printing a bunch of dots, many very tiny dots to create whatever it is that you were printing. I don't know, some of those might have been extra sounds. Dot product is next. Two words. Oh, noun from 1901. The synonym is scalar product. Scalar is spelled S-C-A-L-A-R. Okay, so the etymology says it is from the word dot, clearly, which is from its being commonly written as A dot B, which I guess would that be A times B? Scalar product, I think that's when you're... it's the product. Well, the product of a thing is when you're multiplying things together. So yeah, that makes sense. A times B, you're going to get the dot product, the product of the two things with the dot in between them. Scalar product, I can't give you as much information there, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Dotted Swiss is next. Two words. Noun from 1886. A sheer light muslin ornamented with evenly spaced raised dots. So I guess this is a fabric. A sheer light muslin ornamented with evenly spaced raised dots. Why does it have the dots? How do you make the dots? And why is it Swiss? Is it from Switzerland? Or where is it from? A dotted Swiss. I don't know. Maybe if I feel like it, I'll post a picture on social media of the dotted Swiss light muslin. Dotterel is next, or you could say dotterel, dotterel, dotterel. Noun from the 15th century, a Eurasian plover, formerly common in England, also any of various related plovers, chiefly of Eastern Asia, Australia, and South America. The species name is Eudromius morenellus. This is from the Middle English dotrel, which looks very French. It is the irregular form of doten, which means to dote. And I guess that also was probably like to be foolish or something. How that's related to a plover. I don't even know what a plover is. Some sort of thing that grows. A dotterel. Dottle is next, or dotle. D-O-T-T-L-E. Noun from circa 1825. Unburned and partially burned tobacco in the bowl of a pipe. So the tobacco that is in the bowl of a pipe that's only partially burned or not burned at all is the dottle or the dotle. Okay, I've never heard of this. It's from the Middle English, dottle or dotle. The E and the L are flipped, and it means plug. So I guess it's plugging up the bowl of the pipe. Boy, you learn something new when you read the dictionary and record it and put it out into the world for everybody to hear. I remember it making very loud noises. The next word is dotty. D-O-T-T-Y. First form, adjective from the 15th century. 1A. Mentally unbalanced. The synonym is crazy. Dotty. Ooh, you're really acting real dotty today. You're not balanced. Did you take your meds? Did you take your dose of medication? I did not. I should. I wanted to be dotty today. 1B. Amiably eccentric, as in a dotty old relative. When I am actually old, I will definitely be a dotty old relative. Maybe I already am. I may be a little eccentric and amiably. It's like, oh, you're very nice and friendly. 2. Being obsessed or infatuated, as in dotty fans. I definitely see a connection to eccentric and crazy, because sometimes fans can be crazy. That's what I have heard. Sometimes you see examples of that. So yes, obsessed or infatuated is dotty. 3. Amusingly absurd. This synonym is ridiculous, as in dotty traditions. Those traditions, they're so ridiculous. Why do we even do them anymore? Why? Because it's tradition? Tradition, tradition. Well, we don't have to do them. We can change traditions. It's, you know, there's a lot of things that we've been doing for a long time that we probably should change. You know, just because we did it for a while doesn't mean we have to keep on doing it. It's kind of dotty if you think about it. Don't be so dotty. Amusingly absurd. Dottily is an adverb. Dottiness is a noun. This is an alternative of the Scottish dottle, which means fool. Man, all these words are related. From the Middle English, dotel, yeah, that's pretty much it. So it's all about being a fool and being dotty. I have not heard of any single one of these. I don't know if I've ever heard or used the word dotty other than to maybe describe something that has lots of dots on it, like dotted Swiss. You know how often I explain what dotted Swiss is. It's very dotty. The second form of dotty, adjective from 1812, composed of or marked by dots. I think I want to make some dotty art. That sounds more like the internet thing. The next word is Douay version. This is two words. The first letters are capitalized, and the first word is spelled D-O-U-A-Y, Douay. Noun from 1837, an English translation of the Vulgate used by Roman Catholics. Okay, well, this is going to get more odd, because the etymology says it is from Douay, France. So why wouldn't it be a French translation of the Vulgate used by Roman Catholics? I also don't know what the Vulgate is. No frigging clue about that. But it's the Douay version, not the other version, not the French version. This is the Douay version, which is actually the English version, even though Douay is a French word. Oh, that was the first D-O-U word. Apologies for not telling you that. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the D-O-U is going to go on for a little while. Starting with, well, that word, technically, but the bigger word, there's a lot of these words coming up. The word is double. This is the first form, and yeah, we're going to have a lot of words that start with double. Double vision. Double, double, double. Wow, they go on for a while. It's like almost a week. Okay, and this is the last word of the episode. Double. Double, double, double. I should read every word doubly. Adjective, adjective. From, the, 13th century. Nope, I'm not going to do that. Number one, having a twofold relation or character. The synonym is dual. Ooh, twofold relation or character. Is your personality, is that what we're talking about? Your personality, you got dual personalities, you got double, you have a double, a doppelganger. We all got the good and the evil, good and bad, good and evil, positive, negative, black, white, all those things. It's the, we're living the yin-yang, or as I guess a lot of us say, yin-yang. Two, consisting of two usually combined members or parts, as in an egg with a double yolk. Whoo! We just hit the jackpot. Go buy a lottery ticket. Two usually combined members or parts. It's amazing when people get two yolks. People sometimes post pictures. They're like, oh my God, I cracked three eggs and every single one of them had double yolk. Or a double rainbow. Oh my God. 3A, being twice as great or as many, as in double the number of expected applicants. We got twice as many. It's the double. I got nothing else. 3B is talking about a coin. It is worth two of the specified amount, as in a double eagle, also as in a double crown. Why? Why are they worth two? Are these specific types of coins? So, like, is there like a 25-cent eagle? I'm just totally making up a number. But then the double eagle is worth 50 cents? Or is it like a printing error and so it's just worth double or what? I don't know. Maybe I got to put a link in the show notes for double eagle, double crown, double coin stuff. 4. Marked by duplicity. The synonym is deceitful. Ooh, yeah, you're acting as a double. You're like a double agent. You're working for that team, but you're also working for that team. You're deceiving both of them. You're being deceitful. And yeah, marked by duplicity. You got double things going on. I could never do that. I would be terrible at that job. 5. Folded in two is double. Paper folded in two, you got double paper. Not really. You still have the same amount of paper. It's just two folded in two. 6. Of extra size, strength, or value, as in a double martini. A double martini is going to have twice as much alcohol. Well, you're probably just putting twice as much of everything in it, so it's literally double the size. Now, is it... I don't know. I should know this. Is it just double the alcohol if it's a mixed drink, a cocktail, or is it double everything? Your ratios are going to be off if you don't double everything. Is it cheaper to get a double martini opposed to two separate martinis? What's the reason? Do you need to just get drunk faster? Yeah, I'm not a big drinker, so this is not stuff that I'm totally aware of, although I should be. I want to know everything. Okay, so yeah, extra size, strength. Yes, it's definitely a stronger drink because you got a lot more alcohol. 7, having more than the normal number of floral leaves, often at the expense of the sporophylls. The sporophylls. Oh no, the sporophylls. We lost the sporophylls because we got double the floral leaves. Or more than the normal number of floral leaves, so we've lost some of our sporophylls. 8 is talking about rhyme, when we're rhyming things. I love rhyming. Involving correspondence of two syllables, as in exciting and inviting. Ah, okay, so I think if it's a double rhyme, then you're rhyming two syllables together instead of just one. Exciting, inviting. Yeah, that's a double rhyme. I guess. Can you do a triple rhyme? I definitely could not do one off the top of my head. 9, designed for the use of two persons, as in a double room. Also as in a double bed. A double bed, I mean, yes, technically you can fit two people on that bed, but they're going to be real close. It might not be very comfortable, but if you don't have a lot of space or a lot of money, then that might be what you need to get for you and another person. A double room, like maybe this is talking about a hotel room and it has two beds in it. If they don't want to sleep in the same bed, then they can have their own bed. There's also double bikes. Call those a tandem bike. I think my parents had one of those for a little bit when I was a kid. And then I accidentally broke my cousin or friend's leg in it, and that's a whole story. What else is double designed for the use of two people? Oh, there's that Saturday Night Live sketch with the double toilet. Yes, you can go look that up. Maybe I'll put it in the show notes. The double toilet. It had some other name, though. Doubleness is a noun. Double your pleasure. Okay, so this word is from the Anglo-French, double, from the Latin duplus, which is akin to the Greek diplus, which is from the word duo, which means two, plus plus, which means multiplied by. So so the Latin word duplus basically means multiplied by two. So it's double two. If you multiply a thing by two, you got twice as much of it. Also akin to the Old English fiald, which is a suffix, which means fold, the suffix fold, like twofold. And there's more at the word two and the suffix fold. That is it for double. We're going to have so many more double words. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus episodes left where we start talking about the word double. All right. It's word of the episode time. If you've never been here before, this is the wonderfulest time of year. Put in your votes. Let me know what you think the word of the episode should have been. How did I screw it up? Let me know in a DM on social media, email me, whatever you want to do. We had today dotage, dotal, dotard, .com, .commer, dot, doth, dot matrix, dot product, dotted Swiss, dotterel, dottle, dotty, dotty, duet version, and double. I mean, yes, there were some really just stunners in this one. The whole dote, dotal, dotage thing, declining, mental decline, that was wonderful. But I think the word I'm picking is actually kind of related, or definitely related. It's the word dotty. Mentally unbalanced, crazy, amiably eccentric, obsessed, infatuated, amusingly absurd. All of those things. I'm feeling dotty this afternoon. I read the dictionary. I got that out of my system. What else am I gonna do? I'm singing a song about the word dotty, about how I'm dotty. Am I really dotty? I don't know how to sing another song. This is the dotty song. That's it. Okay. Thank you very much for listening to this. I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're sharing it around the world. That's the only way that podcasts get to be heard, is if people help them out. Okay, this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.